Now on Sydney Live 3 till 6, talking sport with the big man, Daryl Broman.
Goodbye.
It's a great segment.
Thanks to Macell, all Australian quality you can taste.
Good evening, Mr. Broman.
Hello, Benny. How's your day going?
Doing very well. Jared Hayne has held an interesting press conference today.
Yeah, well, I must admit, I've only read about it. I haven't seen it. But he's trying to drum up interest in this game on the weekend, which I wouldn't think you need to do, given the fact that they're on the precipice, both the Panthers and the Titans. But he offered up some criticism of the modern media, saying today, age the media is about selling papers, it's not about the truth anymore. He's had a few falling out with the various people in the media over a number of years now. But he also offered up some interesting comments with regards to the Bible and Jesus. So he said, when you read the Bible, you realise everyone hated Jesus. Must admit, I haven't read the Bible, I don't think. So I can't really comment on that. Have you read it?
Yes.
From start to finish?
No.
You've just read bits and pieces.
Sounds like he's kind of comparing himself to Jesus. When he said, you know, people, he was dealing with the haters that he's had to deal with. And he says, well, people hated Jesus too.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's trying to compare himself to Jesus, but he's a big wig in a game that's very popular in Australia. So, you know, he's a fabulous player. I don't know him very well. I've met him a few times, but I've always found him fine.
Just a couple of quick ones, because we've got a lot going on. The Broncos star James Roberts fined $20,000 for that drunken night out.
Yeah, well, he had two nights out. It was unearthed a week before. He had a big night as well. So he needs to pull his head in. I mean, this is a bloke who's got unlimited ability. He hasn't had a great season by his standards, but he's had two weekends on the drink in Brisbane where he's found himself in a bit of trouble. He's already been sacked by two clubs, the Panthers and the Bunnies. You know, if he wants to, and I think he's a father now, so he needs to just pull his head in a bit and just realise what he could be, well, what he could lose if he doesn't do it, because it's a, you know, he's a quality player, but he needs to just get it right off the field.
Okay, we've got cricket action tonight, and also we've got some soccer tonight as well. Timmy Cahill in action.
Yeah, he's playing up in Brisbane, I understand, in the FFA Cup. I'm not exactly sure what team he's playing, but this is his first appearance for Melbourne City. It'll be a big night for him. Super player, 91 appearances for Australia. He scored 47 goals. He's, you know, if you're talking about Australian soccer over the last decade, the first name that comes to mind is Tim Cahill. So I think everyone wishes him all the best. They've paid big bucks to get him, but he's going to draw a crowd. They're telling me they'll get 3,500 there tonight, which is a nice performance.
Yeah, up against the Brisbane Strikers, kick off 7:30. We'll chat tomorrow.
See you, mate.
Thank you, mate. The big man, Daryl Broman.